Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guiding Light Podcast, The Tidal Effect. I am your host, Taquisha Davis. We are already in the month of February, and it seems like it's been forever since I recorded my last episode. However, I am grateful for you guys continually listening and supporting me. And, you know, also supporting yourself and allowing me to be a voice of reason as you continue to be the journey. Without further ado, I want to go ahead and get into today's episode. It's not going to be a very long one. However, you know how it is. Gratitude for my guidance being the vessel, you know, to be able to communicate a divine message directly from the divine and being able to share it with the collective. So many people ask me, have been asking me, I'm waiting on a new episode. And I always say in divine timing. And look at there, divine timing. We are in February. And today is February 18th, 2024, and it's 12:32 a.m. I should be asleep, but I'm here to deliver a message. Also, we have Soulful Sundays in a few hours, so if you guys have not heard or are not aware, your girl is teaching yoga on Sundays from 9 to 2. I'm having 1-hour sessions, and it's donation based, and I would love to see everyone who is willing to learn how to breathe while moving. It's foundational based yoga, and it's all about meeting you where you currently are, just to embrace yourself. My empathy is guided by my discernment. I'm going to say it again. My empathy is guided by my discernment. The way you experience life is that you don't experience life. You experience the life you focus on. And what you focus on is based on beliefs and values. Whatever you believe, you tend to see that. I want to do an exercise with you guys to bring this to the light of what I'm saying. And before you close your eyes, look around. Look around the room and see everything around you that is brown. Everything behind you, clothing, anything on the walls, clothing, books, the floor, people that are walking around. And now close your eyes. And tell me everything you saw. That was red. You'll see more brown than red. Now open your eyes and look for red. And then close your eyes again. And guess what? when you open them, you will get what you look for. So our beliefs, our values, our rules that determine whether we will experience heaven or hell inside, they all are internal. So it's not like we can control the external world. We can influence it. We have total control of our internal world, but most of us don't know how. People change their beliefs. I don't tell them what to believe. They discover what's limiting them. A reminder, if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends and family start to say you've changed, remember it's because they don't know how to say you've grown. Remember, we are all dealing with the same shit. It just looks different. I say it often. I listen to understand and I speak to be a solution. Patience is inevitable, guys. And I teach my children. It is the attitude while waiting. It is the attitude while waiting. You can have this face and you can put on this facade and act like you're the most patient person in the world just by what your external is perceiving. However, the internal always exposes the truth. The universe does not speak a language. It speaks frequency, and we are all energy. Trust yourself, love yourself, and accept yourself. I love you guys. Until next time, peace.